buyer agency agreements. Like a listing agreement, a buyer agency agreement is an employment contract. In this case, the broker is employed as the buyer's agent. The buyer, rather than the seller, is the principal. The purpose of the agreement is to find a suitable property. A buyer agency agreement gives the buyer a degree of representation possible only in a fiduciary relationship. A buyer's broker must protect the buyer's interests at all points in the transaction. Three basic types of buyer agency agreements exist. 1. Exclusive buyer agency agreement, like an exclusive right to sell agreement for a seller. 2. Exclusive agency buyer agreement, like an exclusive agency agreement for a seller. 3. Open buyer agency agreement, like an open listing agreement with a seller. Exclusive buyer agency agreement, also known as an exclusive right to represent, this is a true exclusive agency agreement. The buyer is legally bound to compensate the broker whenever the buyer purchases a property of the type described in the contract. The broker is entitled to payment regardless of whether she or the buyer locates the property and signs a sales contract. Exclusive agency buyer agency agreement, like an exclusive buyer agency agreement. This is an exclusive contract between the buyer and the broker. The buyer retains the right to locate and buy property without paying a commission to the broker. Buyer brokers end up educating buyers about the process and show many homes only to find that the buyers avoid compensation by working directly with an unlisted property owner for sale by owner FSBO. Open buyer agency agreement. This agreement is a non-exclusive buyer representation agreement between a broker and a buyer. It permits the buyer to enter into similar agreements with an unlimited number of brokers. The buyer is obligated to compensate only the broker who locates the property the buyer ultimately purchases. Buyer representation issues. A broker and a buyer must discuss a number of issues after entering into a written buyer agency agreement. The broker should conduct a counseling session with the buyer to determine the buyer's needs and goals, financial capabilities, and motivation. This session gives the broker the ability to educate the buyer on the buying process and market conditions and to formulate a strategy for finding the right property. In addition, compensation needs to be addressed and negotiated in the event there is no offer of cooperative compensation from the listing broker to the buyer's broker. The broker should make the same disclosures to the buyer that the broker would make in a listing agreement. The broker should explain the forms of agency available and the party's rights and responsibilities under each type of agreement. The specific services provided to a buyer client need to be clearly explained. A buyer's broker may be compensated by either the buyer or the seller. Compensation is always negotiable. In Illinois, it is common for the listing broker to split the listing fee with the buyer's broker. Note that this is a clear case where commission does not equate to agency or representation. Discussions regarding a commission or fee provided by the buyer may still take place. A broker is free to negotiate for compensation from any buyer for whom service was provided in an agency capacity. However, if the broker receives compensation from more than one source in a transaction, it always needs to be disclosed in writing to the involved parties. A buyer agent's duties include using the broker's best efforts to identify properties listed in the MLS and in other databases that meet buyer's criteria. Arrange for property inspections identified by buyer as potentially appropriate for purchase. Advise buyer as to the pricing of comparable properties. Assist buyer in the negotiation of a sales contract acceptable to buyer, and to provide confidentiality on any information that buyer discloses to the broker. Services provided by a buyer broker. The buyer's broker provides the following services throughout the real estate transaction. Needs assessment. Determine and evaluate the needs and wants of the buyer. Property selection. Locate the best property for the buyer by notifying buyers of new listings and for sale by owner properties. Remember, property selection need not be limited by price. In today's market, list prices can often be negotiated down. Viewing properties, provide an objective evaluation of the property and show buyers how to compare properties. Disclose material facts that are pertinent to the property. Negotiate, strategize with the buyer, suggesting techniques that strengthen the buyer's position. Then, implement those strategies on the buyer's behalf. Disclose any prior unsuccessful negotiations. Price, provide price counseling and prepare a comparative market analysis, CMA, on the property the buyer is considering. Follow up, resolve any issues that could prevent a closing from occurring. Provide ongoing communications with the client, preferably by email for maintaining records. Short sale, explain the operation of a short sale, the time frame for a decision from the seller's lender, and other aspects of a short sale. Ask the buyer's lender for a possible extension of the commitment letter if a short sale takes longer than anticipated. Case study scenarios. Role-playing number 5. Agent Michelle is hosting an open house on one of her listings. A potential buyer, Sue, attends the open house and doesn't have a real estate agent with her. Buyer Sue says, "I want to buy this house." The listing agent Michelle makes sure that the buyer Sue understands that broker Michelle represents the seller and not required to look out for the best interest, and has Sue sign a non-agency disclosure form. Buyer Sue signs the non-agency disclosure form and the purchase agreement to buy the property. There is no inspection by the buyer, and the property closes. Soon after the closing, a structure problem came to Sue's attention. The seller was not aware of any structure issue. A. Buyer Sue has a right to go after broker Michelle to correct this problem. B. Sue has a right to go after the seller of the property. C. Sue can seek compensation from the seller and broker Michelle. D. Broker Michelle and the seller have no liability to sue for any repairs. Buyer's representation agency disclosures. Broker Vic was working with a buyer Sue and had the buyer sign an exclusive buyer agency agreement. After working with the buyer for a few months, showing the buyer many properties, making sure the buyer was qualified by a lender, Broker Vic went out of town for 3 days. While Broker Vic was out of town, the buyer Sue visited an open house. Buyer Sue told the listing agent that she didn't have an agent representing her. The listing broker had Sue sign a non-agency disclosure form and purchased the property. When Broker Vic returns from out of town, Broker Vic told the listing agent Michelle that he has an exclusive buyer agency agreement and has been working with buyer Sue for many months. What should Broker Vic do? Did A. Broker Vic should discuss any compensation with the buyer Sue. B. Broker Vic is entitled to a co-op commission from broker Michelle. C. Broker Michelle has no obligation to offer any compensation from broker Michelle. D. Broker Vic should refer to the buyer representation agreement and file a lawsuit against broker Michelle.